Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Monday, my friends. I am coming to you live from the retreat house. We got retreat girls here with us. Woo! Woo-hoo! Good morning. Well, we are ready to get this day started. I have a special devotional for you today titled, You're Not Stuck. All right, write that down. You are not stuck. You're not. I once heard that everyone is an example of what to do or an example of what not to do. You can learn from every person you ever come in contact with. And let me tell you, knowing who you don't want to be is pretty priceless. Use it. Nothing goes to waste here, my friends. Nothing. I've had several examples of what not to do. Perhaps I even at times have been an example of what not to do. But one thing is always true. Jesus has always been the ultimate example of what to do. WWJD, pretty darn applicable still. Jesus showed us how to live, how to love, and Jesus showed us how to get back up. Jesus got back up. He sure did. You know the story. Jesus had been buried in the tomb on Friday after being crucified on the cross. On Saturday, the world fell silent. On Sunday, women came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was empty. And two angels appeared to them and said in Luke chapter 24, verse 6, here's your scripture today. He is not here. He has risen. You see, Jesus got up. No, what happened on that cross wasn't a bad dream. He did die. We did bury him. But he's not here anymore. He got up. He got up. He got up. And this is what God is asking you and I to do today. To get up. Don't stay where you have been. Don't get stuck here. Move on and rise up. Let it be said of you, she is not here. She has risen. Oh, she once was stuck here. She once struggled here, but she isn't here anymore. She has risen. You can't wallow and rise up at the same time. You understand that? You want to rise up? All right, we can't wallow anymore. We got to move on. The first 2 weeks of 2022 may not have gone as you planned. Okay, welcome to week 3. Now get up. The past 30 years of your life may have been dark. There may have been unfair things that happened to you, and I'm truly sorry. Now get up. You didn't deserve to be knocked down, but you do deserve to get back up, right? Do you deserve to have to stay down? No. If you stay down, you keep yourself there. You can get up now. Jesus left the grave behind him. Now it's your turn. Leave the grave behind you. Whatever has held you back in the past does not have to bind you today. Whatever tripped you up and caused you to stumble can be in your history and not part of your destiny. Leave it behind. You know what I love about Jesus? I mean, there's a whole lot of things I love about Jesus. But I love that he went through hell for us. He hung there on the cross, took on every sin and sickness on my behalf and on your behalf, fully surrendered his life for you and for I, was put in the grave where he stayed for 3 days, and then he got up without the continual need to rehash all he had just gone through. Think about it. When he showed back up with the disciples, he wasn't like, boys, that was awful. Like, let me tell you about that cross. Let me tell you about hell. Whew, it's dark. It's bad times. Bad, bad, bad. No. He shows up and he's like, hey, I'm here now. Like, what's done? What's done? It's over now. I'm here. We've got work to do. As you get back up today, resist the urge to rehash how bad getting knocked down was. Don't relive that crap. Don't you know that's what keeps you down? You're only making it harder on yourself. Why would you reread the text message that rips your heart apart? Why you keep that? Delete it already. Why would you let the whole scene replay in your mind on a loop? Be done with that. When those images and thoughts start replaying in your mind, you change the channel. The remote for your life is in your hand. You got to change it. You choose what you think about. You choose what you talk about. It's done. You can't go back and change it. It's over. And maybe it really sucked, but you're here now and you have work to do. Get up. You say, well, just because Jesus got up doesn't mean it's going to be easy for me to get up. And you're right. You're not Jesus. It's not going to be easy. But it is necessary. It is necessary for you to get up today and move forward. It is necessary for you to show up for your life and do what needs to be done. It is necessary for you to carefully choose your thoughts and your words so you don't get stuck again. Wherever you once were in life, let it be said of you, oh, she's not here anymore. She has risen. Yeah, maybe you were once the girl who really dealt with a bad hand in your childhood. But you're not there anymore. Mm-mm. You have risen. And maybe you were the woman who went through one heck of a divorce and then nearly killed you. But you're not there anymore. You have risen. And maybe you've had some setbacks, some hard knocks, and you've struggled with depression and anxiety, but you're not there anymore. You have risen. You've made some world-class, jacked-up choices in the past. Anybody part of that club? Like, woohoo! You screwed that up, girl. Shameful decisions and actions that threaten to haunt you today, but you're not there anymore. You have risen. How have you risen? You got up. You got up because Jesus got up. He showed you how to leave the grave behind. He showed you how to rise up and get to work. And he has given you the strength to do it for yourself now. In the words of Lauren Daigle, the darkness should have known you're still rolling stones. Mm-hmm. My sister, God is still rolling stones. He is still inviting you to step into the miraculous moment where you leave behind that darkness and you rise up. It's getting up time. Get up in your spirit. Get up in your thoughts. Get up in your conversations. Get up in your commitments. Get up, show up, level up. Level up, level up, level up. That's what time it is. Rise up. You are not stuck. Let it be said of you, she is not here. She has risen. Wherever you were once stuck, God has rolled away the stone and called you to rise up. You want to pray about it? Let's do it. All right, let's pray together. Hey, God. Good morning. Thank you for giving us the gift of today. Thank you for rolling our stone. Thank you for making a way out of this crap fest that we sometimes live in. Thank you for the reminder that you have given us the strength and the power to rise up, to step up, to show up, to level up, And God, we're ready for that. We accept the invitation to move on, to step into what you have for us next. And so that's what we're here to do today, God, and we thank you for it. We're going to need your help with it, but we are ready. Thank you that we don't have to live stuck. Lord, I am grateful for every soul around the world you have listening to this right now. I pray that your spirit would move and speak and be so loud and so strong within us that we can't stay stuck another moment. No wallowing. We will not wallow. We will not rehash it, relive it, reread it, talk about it over and over again. It's done. It's over. We're following the example of Jesus. We're rising on up out of this. And I thank you for it, God. I lift up each family represented right now to you, God. I pray your hand would be upon them. I ask for your provision for exactly what is needed today for these families. You know what they need. I ask for your protection over our families. And we thank you for the gift of today. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody, live yourselves a beautiful day of life. I plan on meeting you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.